This is the Soil Fertility Minute, brought to you by the Agriculture Fertilizer Research and Education Council. Today, our guest is University of Minnesota Extension soil scientist Dan Kaiser. Dan, let's talk about the potassium study.
So some of our past research has shown a tendency for potash applied ahead of soybean to potentially decrease soybean yield. We've seen that at some of our studies up at Crookston. One key question has been, you know, whether or not fall versus spring there's any difference in where they would see maybe a less of effect of the potash for a fall application. Right now, we're kind of in the early stages of some of this work. If your soils are low in potassium, particularly for soybean, I would still look at applying some. If you're a medium or high soil test, I just keep the rates down, maybe no more than about 100 pounds of actual potash. Seems like that's where we start getting into issues with soybean, is with roughly around 100 pounds. And corn and wheat, we seem to have more of flexibility.
AFREC is a farmer-led program advancing soil fertility research. Find out more at mnsoilfertility.com.